Track 11, Section 3, Original Medicare, page 57 to 60. How does Original Medicare work? Original Medicare is one of your Medicare health coverage choices. You'll have Original Medicare unless you choose a Medicare Advantage plan or other type of Medicare health plan. Original Medicare includes two parts: Part A, hospital insurance, and Part B, medical insurance. You generally have to pay a portion of the cost for each service Original Medicare covers. There's no limit to what you'll pay out of pocket in a year unless you have other coverage, like Medigap, Medicaid, employer, retiree, or union coverage. Original Medicare. Can I get my health care from any doctor, other health care provider, or hospital? In most cases, yes. You can go to any Medicare-enrolled doctor, other health care provider, hospital, or other facility that accepts Medicare patients anywhere in the U.S. Visit medicare.gov/care-compare to find and compare providers, hospitals, and facilities in your area. Does it cover prescription drugs? Medicare Part B doesn't cover most drugs, but there are some exceptions like immunosuppressive drugs, page 52, or drugs for pain and symptom management for hospice care, pages 26 to 27. Part B may also cover some infused and injected drugs given in a doctor's office and insulin used with a traditional pump. Go to pages 39, 44, and 47. You can add Medicare drug coverage, Part D, by joining a separate Medicare drug plan. Go to pages 79 to 90. Do I need to choose a primary care doctor? No. Do I have to get a referral to use a specialist? In most cases, no. Should I get a supplemental policy? You may already have Medicaid, or employer, retiree, or union coverage that may pay costs that Original Medicare doesn't. If not, you may want to buy a Medicare Supplement Insurance, Medigap, policy if you're eligible. Go to pages 75 to 78. You can also check with your state medical assistance, Medicaid, office to see if you're eligible for Medicaid. What else do I need to know about Original Medicare? You generally pay a set amount for your health care, deductible, before Medicare begins to pay its share. Once Medicare pays its share, you pay a co-insurance or co-payment for covered services and supplies. There's no yearly limit for what you pay out of pocket unless you have other insurance, like Medigap, Medicaid, or employer, retiree, or union coverage. You usually pay a monthly premium for Part B. This premium may change each year. You generally don't need to file Medicare claims. Providers and suppliers must file your claims for the covered services and supplies you get. What do I pay? Your out-of-pocket costs in Original Medicare depend on whether you have Part A or Part B. Most people have both. Whether your doctor, other healthcare provider, or supplier accepts assignment, go to pages 59 to 60. The type of healthcare you need and how often you need it. If you choose to get services or supplies Medicare doesn't cover, if so, you pay all costs unless you have other insurance that covers them. Whether you have other health insurance that works with Medicare, go to page 21. Whether you have full Medicaid coverage or get help from your state to pay your Medicare costs through a Medicare savings program, go to pages 91 to 92. Whether you have Medicare Supplement Insurance, Medigap. Whether you and your doctor or other healthcare provider sign a private contract, go to page 60. How do I know what Medicare paid? If you have Original Medicare, you'll get a Medicare Summary Notice, MSN, that lists all the services billed to Medicare. The MSN isn't a bill. It shows what Medicare paid and what you may owe the provider. Review your MSNS to be sure you got all the services, supplies, or equipment listed. If you disagree with Medicare's decision not to cover a service, the MSN will tell you how to appeal. Go to page 99 for information on how to file an appeal. New, starting soon. You'll get this notice in the mail every 4 months unless you have signed up to get it electronically. If you need to change your address on your MSN, visit ssa.gov/mycontact. If you get Railroad Retirement Board, RRB, benefits, call the RRB at 1-877-772-5772. TTY users can call 1-312-751-4701. Your MSN will tell you if you're enrolled in the Qualified Medicare Beneficiary, QMB, program. If you're in the QMB program, Medicare providers aren't allowed to bill you for Medicare Part A and or Part B deductibles, coinsurance, or copayments. In some cases, you may be billed a small copayment through Medicaid, if one applies. For more information about QMB and steps to take if a provider bills you for these costs, go to page 91. Important: get your Medicare summary notices electronically. Get your Medicare summary notices electronically. Visit medicare.gov to log into or create your secure Medicare account. If you sign up for electronic MSNS, we'll send you an email each month when they're available in your Medicare account, instead of paper copies in the mail. As of early 2024, people who signed up for electronic MSNS helped save the Medicare program close to $35 million. You have options for how you get your Medicare claims information. You can check your MSN for claims information. You can access your claims in your account on Medicare.gov and share this information with doctors, pharmacies, and others by visiting Check My Claims. You can access your claims through Medicare's Connected Apps. Connected Apps are Medicare-approved applications or websites that a third party, not Medicare, creates. When you connect to an app and log in with your Medicare.gov account information, you can use the app services without manually entering your health information. These third parties can only access your Medicare data if you choose to share it with them. It's always your choice if you want to connect or stay connected to a third-party app. Go to page 109. What's assignment? Assignment means that your doctor, provider, or supplier agrees, or is required by law, to accept the Medicare-approved amount as full payment for covered services. Most doctors, providers, and suppliers accept assignment, but always check to make sure that yours do. If your doctor, provider, or supplier accepts assignment, your out-of-pocket costs may be less. They agree to charge you only the Medicare deductible and coinsurance amount and usually wait for Medicare to pay its share before asking you to pay your share. They have to submit your claim directly to Medicare and can't charge you for submitting the claim. Some providers haven't agreed and aren't required by law to accept assignment for all Medicare-covered services, but they can still choose to accept assignment for individual services. The providers who haven't agreed to accept assignment for all services are called non-participating. You might have to pay more for their services if they don't accept assignment for the care they provide to you. Here's what happens if your doctor, provider, or supplier doesn't accept assignment. You might have to pay the entire charge at the time of service. Your doctor, provider, or supplier is supposed to submit a claim to Medicare for any Medicare-covered services they provide to you. If they don't submit the Medicare claim once you ask them to, call 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. They can charge you more than the Medicare-approved amount. In many cases, the charge can't be more than 15% above the Medicare-approved amount for non-participating healthcare providers. This amount is called the limiting charge. Compare: if you have original Medicare, you can use any provider you want that takes Medicare anywhere in the U.S. If you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, in most cases, you'll need to use doctors and other providers who are in the plan's network. Find out if someone accepts assignment or participates in Medicare, Medicare, www.medicalequipmentsupplier.gov/care-compare. Find out if a medical equipment supplier accepts assignment. medicare.gov/medical-equipment-suppliers. You can also call your State Health Insurance Assistance Program, SHIP, to get free help with these topics. Go to pages 114 to 117 for the phone number of your local SHIP. What if I want to use a provider who opts out of Medicare? Certain doctors and other healthcare providers who don't want to work with the Medicare program may opt out of Medicare. Medicare doesn't pay for any covered items or services you get from an opt-out doctor or other provider, except in the case of an emergency or urgent need. If you still want to use an opt-out provider, you and your provider can set up payment terms that you both agree to through a private contract. A doctor or other healthcare provider who chooses to opt out must do so for 2 years, and the choice renews automatically every 2 years unless the provider requests not to renew their opt-out status. If you're unsure if a provider has opted out of Medicare, check with them so you'll know ahead of time if you'll need to pay out of pocket for your care. Go to pages 10 to 14 for an overview of your Medicare options.